and launching into the second hour of the program. That is this one, where you can call in and bring up whatever you'd like. Now, of course, we bring stuff to the table to discuss as well, but in some cases, that stuff that we bring in has been suggested by listeners like you. So one of the ways you can do that is, besides calling into the show, is to visit our website at freetalklive.com, and that is where you may submit content right there to the front page of the website. And then that content can be voted upon, and you get to vote on things that other people submit. And ultimately, so what we've done is we've made a subreddit, and we've integrated it into the front page of our website. So you need a Free Talk Live account, which is free, and a Reddit account, which is also free. You link those two accounts together in a very short process, and you'll be good to go for submitting content and voting right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. It's a great way for us to get a clue for what it is that you think is interesting. So, again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your calls and thoughts. You can, by the way, connect with us on Skype, as Liberty Phoenix has done in Illinois. Phoenix.
Hey, guys. How's your night going?
Super. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, I heard Angel speaking about the incident where the officer had choked out the young man.
Okay.
Earlier, and she brought up something that was, you know, rather poignant.
This is Angel Clark, and what's the name of her show specifically?
The Angel Clark Show.
The Angel Clark Show. You almost could have guessed that. With an E?
No.
Okay.
No. You mean on the end of Clark? No.
That's where E's go, yeah.
Yeah.
She had pointed out the fact that, you know, if this was just three normal thugs without shiny badges, that the other two officers would have been charged as accomplices. Now,
sure.
I don't understand. And that's an extremely valid point, because I don't understand how you can just stand there, watch someone choke a man out. I mean, because it doesn't happen instantly. I mean, unless you knew exactly where the point is.
No, it doesn't happen instantly.
Seconds. And it takes at least a good 20 seconds, even if you know what you're doing. And for them to just stand there and watch that, that's abhorrent. It's just another case of them saying, oh, well, you know, he's one of our buddies, so we're not going to do anything about it. Something should be done about those other cops as well. Because for that to just continue to happen, then the thin blue line will just continue to go on. And, you know, I mean, I am impressed that something actually happened. And the fact that the officer was a 20-year veteran, that's kind of big. You know, for them to step up and actually take something.
The sheriff did fire him. For listeners that don't know, we're talking about the 21-year-old college student in Knox County, Tennessee, that was choked out by a sheriff's deputy. That deputy was fired by the sheriff of the county. And we've yet to determine whether or not any sort of criminal charges will end up being filed. That has yet to actually come out. So it may simply be that he just loses his job and doesn't face any charges. Whereas, of course, if anyone else were to choke someone out who did not consent to the choking in some sort of a sexual or weird situation, then, you know, it would be pretty clearly illegal and a total violation of somebody's rights.
And I wouldn't hold my breath for charges to be for charges to be levied.
Did you plan that joke?
Extremely happy. I didn't. That was just off the top of my head.
That was a good one. All right, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That's about it. You guys have a wonderful night.
Thanks for the call.
See you at Pork Fest.
Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Since he mentioned it, is coming up June 29th or 22nd through the 29th. That's a Sunday through Sunday, basically. It's a full week of camping fun, and if you're not into camping, you can try to find a hotel room nearby. But a lot of people are going to be camping out at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, people bringing their families, their friends. There are probably going to be 1,500 people there at least, if the last 2 years are any indicator of what's going to happen this year. And it's going to be a great time, because the people that are attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival aren't your average fest-goers. These are liberty-minded people, people who are Free State Project participants or maybe considering joining the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-minded people all together to the same place. You can taste it for a week. You can come up and experience what it's like to be around people who get it about freedom, like more people than you could possibly meet in that period of time. You can't possibly meet all 1,500 people at Porkfest in a one-week period of time. So come on up and meet a bunch of them and have a good time, because it is a blast to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're going to be broadcasting live from the event every single night. You can go to porkfest.com to get registered to learn more about the event. It's June 22nd through the 29th. It's coming up fast. And it's $60, I think, will get you in for the entire week. Maybe you can't make it for the whole week. Come up for the weekend. Any amount of time you can spend at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it'll be worth it, I think. I always enjoy it. And again, we're there broadcasting live every night. Angel Clark, her show is going to be broadcasting live as per the last caller. So you'll get to meet her, I think. She told me that she's not sure if she can make it, but even if she can't make it, she's going to have her show broadcast live there every single day.
Wow.
Which I think is an awesome level of commitment to the event. And I think Derek J will be taking over in her stead if she is, for whatever reason, unable to make it there. There's apparently a travel or hotel issue or something like that. So, Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. We kind of have had a theme so far tonight about the police being really nasty and abusive towards young people. We had a 5-year-old. We had a 21-year-old. The 21-year-old got choked out. The 5-year-old got zip-tied for being a 5-year-old and then taken to a psych evaluation. So
I remember when conversations like this would result in people calling in to defend this behavior, but I think that America's beginning to turn the corner.
You think so?
I think so. I also think that police departments are beginning to turn the corner, too, to some extent. And it's going to take a while. There's going to be departments that are progressive in this. They're going to have cameras. They're going to have audio. They're going to make sure that their officers conduct themselves in a professional fashion and provide the very best customer service that they can while enforcing the laws, which are largely bad customer service, generally provided by the government. And there are going to be departments that resist, that in a stiff-necked fashion just continue to resist. And what we need here is we need transparency. If these officers are doing nothing wrong, then they should have and should not have a problem with being audio and video recorded at all times while on duty. Yeah, they got to be able to take breaks. I get it. But yeah, we as their employers, that's the story we've been told. We as their employers should be able to see what they're doing. At least see what they're seeing. We don't have to necessarily see what they're doing at every instant, but see what they're seeing when they're on duty. Yes, I do want to know what they're doing in a hostage standoff situation. Yes, I do want to know what they're doing when they are arresting drunk people. Yes, I want to know all of the, you know, traffic infractions, all the stuff. I want to know that information. It should be made available for me online. I can do this with my employees if that's what I want to do as an employer. I can make them wear a camera and an audio around all the time, know what they are on, where they are, you know, what they're doing. Why can't I do that with police officers?
Yeah, I think you're right. Police are getting acclimated, and it's because of activists like the good folks over at copblock.org who are encouraging accountability. I had some conversations with some folks on the streets of Keene this weekend. I was out doing petitioning, asking people how they felt about the proposed increase of parking rates. And just in one of the conversations that I was having, and by the way, most people are against the proposed increase.
Do you want to pay more to park? Yes or no?
Typically, older people are not so against it. It's the younger people that are mostly against it.
Like, I want younger people to not be able to park here so that I can.
Well, maybe that's part of it, but really I think it's just mostly they're older, they've got more money, and when they look at the Keene parking rates compared to, say, Boston, there were some people that were there for visiting from the Boston area, and they just didn't care. You know, they're in Boston, well, they're getting just
you shouldn't
molested.
Care either. It doesn't matter what they say. They don't live here.
Well, I understand what you're saying there, Mark, but that is something that some people say, even if they do live here, is that, oh, well, our rates are nothing compared. I've visited Philadelphia, and our rates are nothing like that. So there is that line of thinking out there, but the majority of people against the proposed rate increase. But anyway, in a conversation I was having with some young people, one of them asked me about Cop Block. You know, what I thought about that, and I told him I was a supporter, and his two friends that he was with had nice things to say about Cop Block. He had had an incident with one of the cop blockers in the area, which it wasn't an incident that they had had together. He just observed one of the cop blockers who is actually not a Free State Project participant. He's kind of from around here. His name's JP. And he's kind of angry at the police. He's got a real axe to grind. He's one of those folks. I mean, I understand it. I used to be that way. But that angry demeanor did not impress this young man. But his friends had nice things to say about Cop Block. And otherwise, he supported the mission of Cop Block. So, and by the way, speaking of Cop Block, they're doing a video contest right now. You can win a pair of pivot head sunglasses by submitting some video of police being naughty. Go to copblock.org/pivothead to get details on the video contest. You got a few weeks to do it. Copblock.org/pivothead. There's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin general store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And we're back going to go to Skype here shortly. Also, I want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com.
So you've heard of shinybadges.com if you've been listening to Free Talk Live, but you've got to check out their new causes tab. Every item includes a donation to a worthy Liberty project there. So they've got the anti-war pin that supports antiwar.com and the Shire Society pin that supports Shire sharing. The anonymous pin that supports the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Is all you have to do is go to shinybadges.com, click on the causes tab.
Did you mention the Silk Road pin?
There's the new Silk Road pin.
So cool.
Which is really, it is quite attractive. It supports Ross Ulbricht's Legal Defense Fund. So go to shinybadges.com, click on the causes tab, get yourself some quality Liberty products, and that not only start a conversation with your neighbors, but support the causes you believe in. Plus, get a free gift. There is a free gift if you pay in Bitcoin. ShinyBadges.com.
All right, let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts. Actually, go to Skype first, where Robert is on the line in Georgia. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of echo what Mark was saying regarding the police. I think that skepticism in the police has been pretty consistently on the rise. I think ultimately when it comes to actually defending liberty, we'll find that camera phones are actually more important than guns.
Yes,
I think that's the case, too.
And I believe Judge Napolitano, Andrew Napolitano, that made a statement to that end that the camera is the new gun.
I wonder why he gets the quote, though. Do you think he was the first person to make this observation? No, he's just the most famous.
I would not think so. I mean, I've heard it said in various forms numerous times. I think that between cameras as well as instant and inexpensive communications, those are the things ultimately which will undermine the state more than pretty much anything else. I mean, the state is all about forcibly offsetting costs, and the way that it has always been able to succeed is that it could always hide those people on whom the costs were offset. But that's a lot more difficult now.
Yes, with camera phones everywhere, we're just getting an outpouring of video content. And what I'm seeing over and over again in these videos with the police abuse is, it's not the police officer that's doing abusing. Everybody knows that's been going on for as long as there's been people who claim a monopoly privilege on the use of violence. But what we're to believe is that our white knights, these paladins of justice, they wouldn't allow it to go on in their own ranks. They police themselves, but we don't see any evidence of that almost entirely.
No, I mean we don't, and in fact you don't see that sort of thing very common among any people of power. I mean, people were not supposed to, slave owners were not supposed to rape slaves, but that sort of thing happened, and we don't see much evidence that there was a lot of policing going along in the slave owner ranks.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to murder them either. There were laws that protected the rights of slaves. I'm using air quotes all over the place here. Fat lot of good those things did.
Yeah, I mean, and we wouldn't expect them to really do any sort of good. I mean, the whole notion of limiting a despot is laughable. I mean, that's basically what you're talking about when you're talking about limiting slave owners. And ultimately, it's really even what you're talking about when you're talking about limiting the state in general. I mean, the state can decide its own case. And if you can decide your own case, you're pretty much going to always come up with
your fate. I think it's generally true what you're saying, Robert, but I think the exception is that as more people are paying attention to the state actors and what they're doing, as more cameras are being pulled out and more officers are being recorded, as more people begin to care about what's happening in their community, and maybe I'm living in a pipe dream thinking that can actually happen, but as that happens, and when we see it happen in little bits, we can see examples of it. The police, they don't want to look bad. We know they do bad things to people on a regular basis, but they've got a good PR cover for it. They've got the badges, they've got the pomp, the circumstance, the uniforms, the cars, the court system, the legislatures, all this stuff to cover over the fact that they're using the threat of violence or actual violence against peaceful people on a regular basis. But as we can shine more light on their activities, they're going to have to do what this sheriff did in this case of the college student who was choked out. He had to fire this guy because it would have looked bad had he not done so. And so to some extent, bringing the publicity down on these folks does encourage them to at least get in line to some extent. I feel that way, at least.
Oh, yeah. Well, I absolutely agree with that. I mean, I think that the fact is that that the state no longer really limits its violence. First of all, they no longer limit their violence to kind of the dispossessed minorities. And second of all, the fact that just about everything can be recorded. So you know, between those two things, yeah, it does a lot to limit their ability to actually do things, because ultimately the one thing that any state employee can be fired for and the most unforgivable sin they can really do is to do something which undermines the legitimacy of the state.
Yep, absolutely. I guess that's what it comes down to. Robert, have you seen the video of the black man who's apparently at the Clive and Bundy ranch responding to the allegations of racism from Clive and Bundy?
No, I have not seen him. I did see Clive and Bundy's actual comments.
What'd you think of that?
It's one of those things to where I would not call them racist. I'm pretty particular when it comes to using the word racist.
What's it mean to you?
Well, racist means that you believe in an actual – that you at least believe in a difference in rights based on race. I mean, because I don't really even care if you believe that there are different abilities based on race. My thing is all about rights.
Gotcha.
So if you believe that there are differences in rights, then I would consider you to be a racist.
Right. So when I had this CO sergeant, this correctional officer sergeant, tell me that Nicole Brown Kidman and whatever the name of her lover or whatever he was at the time deserved to die because she had sex with a black man, you would call that guy a racist, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yep, gotcha.
No question about it. So what I did actually see from him, I would say, was not... not only was it not racist, I don't think it was actually intended to be in any way mean-spirited. Now, I would say that it was ignorant and myopic, but I wouldn't even say that in the sense of it being really a pejorative. Everyone, to some degree, is ignorant, and we're all myopic. So I would say that there was absolutely that, but I don't think that the intent behind it was any sort of malice, so I wouldn't even consider that to be really a negative. And the fact is, the guy didn't really grow up, didn't really do much of his business around black people. So the fact that he even recognized those level of problems to me would be a credit to him rather than something that I would criticize him for.
Interesting. Yeah, ignorant was one of the words I used to describe it in our conversations on Saturday night. It just sounded like he was disconnected and not very good at explaining what he was trying to get out there. I thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you all the way in Georgia over Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We've got more to come, including a graffiti artist on a school desktop. What happened to her as a result of that? The police were involved. You can guess the rest, but we'll tell you the rest here in a little bit. Your calls come first, though. 855-453 is the toll-free number, brought to you by ProXPN. And this is Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever you want. You're toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line, and ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth even before it gets to your internet service provider. Right now, if you're not using ProXPN, your ISP, whoever it is probably logging every website you visit. Every search term that you enter, they may be keeping those logs for as many as 5 years. And, of course, that makes it easy for anybody with a court order. Or in some cases, in some companies, all the cops have to do is call up and ask, let alone have a court order. So if you want to make it so your ISP doesn't know what you're doing anymore with their internet connection, you can just use ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can grab their app. They've got it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Plus, there are instructions for Linux users that you can get by emailing the ProXPN support staff. And by the way, it's pretty affordable, $5 a month, if you use our discount code, which is FTL20. The 20 stands for 20% off. You will get 20% off for the lifetime of your account with ProXPN, and you'll save even more if you use Bitcoin on the annual package. Now, you got to get the annual package to get the discount down to $5 per month, but still, incredible price for ProXPN, the protection that they give you. Plus, you get to pick with the premium account. You can choose which server around the world that you want to connect to. I like the Netherlands server because they have the greatest privacy over there. So if you're going to be doing private torrenting, which you can do that with their premium account. There's no limit on bandwidth on their premium account. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there tonight with their free account. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use our discount code FTL20, and you'll get a heck of a deal, 20% off for the lifetime of the account. Proxpn.com/FTL. We go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. Joe is in Minnesota listening to WNMT in the northern part of the state. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Say, I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay, please.
And you guys kind of said that the police officer had to have malice, or the premise that it took at least 10, 15 seconds to choke the guy out, therefore it was semi-intentional. And I'm going to argue that for the simple fact is it's, if you know what you're doing, it takes less than 2 seconds to choke somebody out.
So wow, I've never heard this before, but okay.
Well, if the guy's being unruly or something and he puts him in a chokehold, they're out in under 2 seconds.
This are you talking about the sleeper hold where it's sort of like you put them in their neck and the crook of your arm?
Nope. There's I could probably give you 20 chokes that I can make somebody pass out in under 2 seconds.
So where did you learn this? Were you in the, was this like a military thing or martial arts? How'd you learn this?
Jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
MMA.
Yeah, so he was using hands around this.
Yeah, it's like a choke. This is like a man choking, you know, like the international symbol for choking. You
well,
know?
I mean, he may. Yeah, so here's what I recommend you do, Joe, is go to our website. You can go, or not our website, but you can.
Facebook.freetalklive.com.
I was just trying to remember if somebody had submitted it to our website, and I couldn't recall. But anyway, if you go to our Facebook page or our Twitter or Google Plus, whatever your preference, we did post the link to the article there, and you could get a better look at how the officer is holding this man's neck. But either way, thank you for pointing that that out, that you know it could just take a couple seconds to choke this guy out. Go ahead. Did you have other thoughts you wanted to share?
Well, it just with that thought process is if he's trying to seduce somebody and he puts it in, it's nothing for a guy to drop that quickly. Now, if the pitch is taken at the right time, well, there you've got the choke hold and the guy passing out.
Well, either way, whether it took 2 seconds or 16 seconds, it was completely unnecessary. It was excessive use of force, and this cop, you know, he was definitely in the wrong, by my opinion. What do you think?
No, and I'm not arguing that. I'm just playing the devil's advocate because, you know, you guys said, well, that's something that takes quite a bit of time to do.
That was our caller who said that earlier.
Well, I agreed with him, though, because
did?
I believed it.
Okay.
I still, you know, I mean, that's been my experience.
What, having choked people out, Mark?
I have put people in the sleeper hold, yes. Ian, I spent 8.5 years in prison. What excuse do you have?
None.
Okay.
Joe, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Let's
go to Ryan. He's in St. Louis. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind?
Well, I had a bit of an interesting weekend. At the bar with some friends, which one thing led to another, and I experienced my very first arrest.
Oh boy!
And, yeah, it wasn't a pleasant experience, and I'd argue it's a pretty interesting story if you guys like to hear it.
I would like to hear that. Yeah, hopefully it doesn't involve you getting choked out. Go ahead.
It does not. I was there with a couple friends, and we were hanging out in sort of an outdoor area in the back. And as we were talking, multiple officers entered the room and began interrogating a younger gentleman, probably very early 20s. And,
was this a younger gentleman at your table?
He was not.
Okay.
He was kind of in the corner. And, you know, just out of habit, whenever there's any sort of police interaction, just to be on the safe side, I take out my phone and I start recording.
Oh, boy. Thank you for doing that. And apparently it got someone's attention. Go ahead.
It did. The original plan was, you know, I was going to keep my distance and I was just going to let the camera roll. And I figured if anything happened, these people would be held accountable. And that's what I did, and, you know, recorded for a couple solid minutes. But then the officers, and keep in mind this individual is being completely cooperative, completely calm, and I'm still not certain as to what crime this individual committed or may have committed. And,
underage drinking is my guess, but go ahead.
Quite possibly. But yeah. They started raising their voice with the suspect, and it got to the point where actually they got very aggressive, and they were name calling this certain individual, and you know I don't want to stereotype, but by his voice it would seem that he was a homosexual, And they use a certain expletive that starts with an F that is often used against homosexuals.
Oh, boy. And, flamboyant?
You know, yeah.
No.
Fabulous.
No.
Expletive.
I thought that was unacceptable. I got it a little bit closer. So I can kind of make out what they were saying. And
was there just a cool point of clarification? Was there pounding music obscuring the conversation, or were you able to hear most of it?
Yes, there was. I couldn't exactly make out their conversation except when voices were raised. That's why I got up closer, and through the interaction that I had had with the officers, you could make out what both of us were saying, but everything else was pretty hazy.
How close are you now at this point?
I'm probably a good 4 feet away recording. However, when they begin to arrest this individual, I went to one of the officers that was kind of standing in the distance. I said, "Excuse me, sir, did this individual commit a crime?" And he said that he's being detained and he is under investigation. And I was like, "Well, for what reason is he being detained?" And he just said he's under investigation, and if I interfere, then I will be arrested and charged with interfering with investigation.
You know, one of these things that's really difficult here is suppose you wanted to enter in this audio recording as evidence. You would have no way of contacting this young man. You know, they just
could look up the arrest.
You'd have a difficult time deciding who it was, where, when, why, how.
You know where you are. You know what time. You can look it up in the police logs.
In the police? How do you get these police logs?
You'd have to. Well, some departments post them on a regular basis.
Right.
You'd have to call them. Yeah, no. You'd want to get in touch with the department directly. A lot of them, even here in Keene, they post
them on the
website.
I didn't know this information.
In Sarasota, Florida, they post even the mugshots of everybody that gets arrested.
No, I'm not familiar with that either.
I'm telling you.
I'll take your word for it.
So anyway, that's how you would do it. But anyway, go ahead with your story, Ryan.
Oh, well, he said if I continue to interfere, that I'd be arrested for interfering with an investigation.
So by asking a cop who was standing off to the side a question, he said you're interfering with an investigation.
That was the claim, yes.
All right, stand by. I want you to tell the rest of the story here in moments, because at some point Ryan gets arrested in this story. We'll share the rest of it with you. He will share the rest of it with you here in moments. 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free line here on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud, the fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste, and safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are here to take your calls about whatever you'd like. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username LRN.FM. We're going to continue with Ryan here in a moment. He's telling us about how he experienced his first arrest the other night. He was in a bar with some friends. The cops started harassing a young man who was in the bar who was not one of his friends. He pulled out a video device and began recording and asked a police officer what all the trouble was. And apparently that was considered to be interfering with police business. We'll get into the remainder of his story. We haven't gotten to the actual arrest portion of it yet. We'll do that here shortly. Also want to invite you to freetalklive.com and check out the archives that we have there. We've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006, audio archives. We also have video archives now as well, though that we've had some cam issues over the past couple of days that prevented the video from being recorded last night, and I'm not sure how tonight's going to go. But we will have more video up for you soon. We're doing a kind of a nightly YouTube upload as well. So if you want audio archives, just go to freetalklive.com. If you want video archives, just go to youtube.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Ryan, listening in St. Louis. So you went to ask one of these police officers who was not the engaging officer, not the one who was talking with the suspect in this case, but one who was standing at the side, what was going on? And he said, you better stop interfering in our investigation. Go ahead. Do we still have Ryan in St. Louis?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. The police
called him a very derogatory term for gay person as well at some point in this conversation. Go ahead.
Correct. He said, if I continue to interfere, then I'd be placed under arrest as well. And this is probably a relevant piece of information I forgot to add. I was actually wearing my cop lock shirt at the time, so I'm sure that didn't help my situation. And I experienced the station that did not help my situation. But I asked him one more question. I said, I'm sorry, that wasn't a question. I said, I would just like to know if, this gentleman is safe, and I would like to know in turn if I am safe, and he didn't say anything, but he put my hands behind my back, keeping in mind my camera's in my hand, and cuffed me, and I went to my friend, and I was like, please take my phone, and he was nice enough to get involved, and he took my phone and continued to record. Briefly before my phone was taken.
The cop snatched your phone out of your friend's hands for evidence?
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure they're using that as evidence that police acted in an unprofessional manner and called a gay man, you know, a pejorative term.
Absolutely. Well,
all right.
They're taking me out, and now I've got multiple friends recording the situation, and as they're taking me out, I actually resorted to a page from our friend Kokesh's book. And I was very inspired by an action that he did, and I said, I will no longer cooperate with my own kidnapping, so I sat on the pavement.
Oh, no. And you got a resisting arrest charge.
I sure did.
All right. So interfering with police business, resisting arrest. Did you manage to rack up any other charges in this time frame?
One more. when I got to the station, they found a certain piece of ceramic that some people use to ingest pot matter.
Oh, all right.
Gotcha.
Paraphernalia charge.
Yes, sir. So
what is a paraphernalia charge in St. Louis, Missouri? Is it a city ordinance violation or state law, state RSA or state statute violation?
Well, all I can say with certainty is that it was a misdemeanor charge.
Misdemeanor.
I was under the impression previously that that marijuana was decriminalized in St. Louis County. So I'm not entirely sure where I stand on that.
You got yourself such an education the other night.
Wow.
And it kept going, yeah.
I bet it did. Now, how were they treating you, the police? I mean, they obviously didn't start treating you very nicely. How about when you were in their custody?
Oh, not any better. In fact, I'd argue worse. Yes, you know, I was stuck in a cell with about seven other gentlemen. And, you know, I was in there for... Yeah, I'd say about 3 hours before I even was spoken to by from anyone else, I guess. And then they said that I'm going to go out and I'm going to see the nurse. And I'm sorry, actually, I skipped a part. I had asked for water on several occasions to several officers, and I was.
You had no access to water in the holding cell?
There was a sink that didn't have a faucet, and there was a toilet that did not. Have the ability to flush.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, there's nothing to wipe with.
This is St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
Yuck.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I'd avoid it. So actually, my plan is to get out to New Hampshire eventually. But
apparently, you wouldn't avoid it.
It's going to take you a little longer than you thought, maybe, to get out to New Hampshire. Now, what a three misdemeanor charges? How many of them were misdemeanors?
I believe all three. I'm not positive, but I believe all three.
Most places, that's possible 3 years in jail. I mean, that's a pretty serious situation. It's a terrible story. I mean, it's so common, though. A lot of people, they've got the courage built up to start recording the police, but unfortunately, the police have never been recorded before, and you get to be the first test case in St. Louis or whatever. I mean, I'm not saying they've never been recorded, but maybe that officer has not had much experience with that, and, you know, they don't know that you're supposed to be able to record police officers in public places doing their supposed public duty.
Yeah, but the paraphernalia charge and the resisting isn't going to go well.
Yeah, the resisting is hard. It's hard to beat a resisting charge, even if you were resisting with minimal force. It's really hard to beat a resisting charge.
Yeah, I may see that. My hope, though, is that I can show these videos to an attorney, and hopefully they can see that the original arrest was illegitimate, and I don't believe that I can resist an illegitimate arrest, and the paraphernalia would have been obtained illegally because I did not give him
consent. Wait, you said you don't believe you can resist an illegitimate arrest? Well, the law's
We have a little news for you, buddy.
You are morally in the right to resist an illegal arrest. However, resisting arrest, even in an illegal arrest that gets thrown out, will usually not, is my understanding, not be thrown out at any point. They want to teach people the lesson that you will obey even illegal orders by
the police. Obedience is the lesson.
Yeah. So, you know, the attorney's going to ask you to show him a picture of your bank account, too. You are you well-funded for this one?
Fortunately, I have a father who is a wealthy man and is very generous, and he has seen that, you know, I was in the right in this situation. He's seen the video, and he's
glad he sees that. I am glad.
Yeah. You may also want to consider, even though you've got the wealthy father, you may also want to consider contacting the Missouri Civil Liberties Union and see if they're interested in taking the case. I mean, they're generally interested in people who are attacked for recording video, attacked by the police. So I'd run it up their flagpole as well. When's your hearing? Have you been to arraignment for this?
I have not. I believe my hearing should be sometime mid next month. I believe that's the case.
Do us a favor. Keep us in the loop. I'm interested to know what happens. It's an outrageous case, and unfortunately, it's not a unique case. And thanks for standing. Thank you. I mean, do you regret standing up for yourself and standing up for that other guy at this point? Because I'm sure they want you to regret it.
I actually do not, and the main lesson I took out of this is that I would much rather be the prisoner than the man with the badge doing things to the prisoner. I mean, you know, I found it to be unacceptable, and I feel that I was right in standing up for that.
Thank you for doing that, and hopefully you will inspire others, but hopefully they will come to New Hampshire first where you have at least a support network.
Well, also, there's the other thing is we learn things along the way, right? Like, we learn how to do this better and worse, and he was under the impression that, you know, hey, you can't resist an illegitimate arrest. That's a fruit of the poison tree. Well,
you would think,
but all the evidence seems to point in the other direction.
Hey, thanks, Ryan, for calling and sharing your story. Very detailed, very interesting. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and it's funny. I just saw, totally coincidental, earlier tonight while I was just surfing around looking at show prep stuff, Carlos Miller has a story about Miami-Dade cops arresting a man for video recording them making an arrest.
They just don't seem to like this. It's going to take years, but at some point or another, this is just going to stop. They're going to stop arresting people for videotaping public servants on public property doing the public's will, supposedly.
I hope you're right about that, Mark. It's going to take a while, but it'll be faster if we concentrate our activism in one place. New Hampshire, of course, is the destination for the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org to check out more about that. And we'll come back with hour number three here in moments. Press freedom on the way on Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.